This is Audio Canvas. I'm Elise Fitzsimmons. Each week, I will take you into the workshops of artists at Anderson Ranch Art Center during its historic 50th anniversary. We will hear how the artists are contributing to the Anderson Ranch Summer of Excellence. I met with the executive director, Nancy Wilhelms, to understand just how embedded the center is into the Snowmass community and history. Nancy explains what to expect this summer.
Excellence is our theme for this summer. Building excellence is an ongoing process at Anderson Ranch, and it means excellence in everything we do, in anything that you touch or that touches your life from Anderson Ranch.
Anderson Ranch has a mission to enrich lives with art, inspiration, and community, while distinguishing themselves from a traditional institution.
We are an art center, and that's really important that we're an art center. We're non-academic, so we're not a school.
The ranch is a place that people come because they want to engage in art activities or learn more about creating art, free of judgment. The center has two major components.
One component is education, which is our workshop program. This summer we'll run 140 workshops during 13 weeks, plus a three-week summer session. And we work in painting, drawing, printmaking, photography, new media, ceramics, woodworking, and furniture design and wood turning. So we've got a lot going on.
The second component is inspiration. This includes working with a new leading contemporary artist each week. The Critical Dialogue series is for those who would like to learn and talk more about art through conversation and readings. Students and non-students alike can take advantage of the talks. Over the course of the summer, Nancy expects to see at least 1,300 students from all over the world. But the center wasn't always the internationally acclaimed cultural bastion it is today.
So originally, Paul Soldner was asked to put something together up here. The developers of Snowmass Village felt that they wanted a cultural amenity. And they asked Paul if he would put something together. And he selected this ranch. And they moved the very best buildings from all the ranches they purchased when they put together Snowmass Ski Area. They moved the very best ranch buildings to our site. So Paul, with his little ceramics community, we had a sign out front that said pot shop. That's how it all started.
Paul Soldner, prominent American Raku ceramist, gave the ranch a distinctive character.
He was sort of a hippie, all right? So he had a hot tub right in the middle of the campus. I mean, there was a lot of ceramic work going on and all sorts of wonderful visiting artists. And then there was Paul and Paul's hot tub. All right. So he had a lifestyle that was just kind of germane to Aspen at that point in time.
And then Paul met Mary, the wife of a developer of the ranch. Mary was responsible for the leadership and organization needed to establish a ranch as a 501c3 and form the first board.
And she was rather strict and severe. All right, and she saw the potential of what Paul has started. So the idea that these two people were so important in our history is pretty funny.
Their dynamic nature helped propel Anderson Ranch into what it is today. Nancy shared just a few of the many special events this summer.
One thing that's really high on my list is the talk by Carrie Mae Weems. And Carrie Mae Weems is our featured artist. She's a featured artist, but she's actually our honoree this year.
Carrie Mae Weems will be honored at the recognition dinner and will give a talk later this summer. Nancy encourages everyone to join Enrique Martinez Celaya's full-day critical dialogue workshop entitled Alternatives. She also recommends a symposium with the Aspen Institute Society of Fellows, Race, Gender, and Class, Social Justice Through the Lens of Contemporary Art. Anderson Ranch is an open campus, so you can stop by anytime, not just for a talk or class, and check out the buzz of the center for yourself.
That's Anderson Ranch.
That's great.
In a nutshell, that's just the summer at Anderson Ranch, really, Elise.
For more information about all happenings at Anderson Ranch and the 50th anniversary, visit aspenpublicradio.org.